Polak, delinquent DOJ made impeachment necessary. By Joel B. Polak on September 14, 2023. Critics of the Republican decision to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden claim that there is not enough evidence to justify it. But leaving aside the ample evidence, the funds from China and elsewhere to Biden's family, the lies Biden told about his knowledge of his family's business interests, the boast Biden made about firing a Ukrainian prosecutor. The simple reason is that the Department of Justice, DOJ, made it necessary. That is because the DOJ was caught offering Biden's son, Hunter Biden, an absurdly generous plea agreement, one that would have seen him avoid jail time for felonies that would have put anyone else behind bars. Then, Attorney General Merrick Garland, having resisted appointing a special counsel to investigate the Biden controversy, gave that title to U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who offered the sweetheart deal and let the investigation drag on for years. The DOJ had already suffered diminished credibility in public eyes after pushing the Russia collusion hoax, in which it embraced a fraudulent dossier against President Donald Trump, and lied to a surveillance court. None of the leaders of that effort has ever been prosecuted or punished. As legal scholar Jonathan Turley, who had once opposed an impeachment inquiry, noted, Garland, however, has effectively forced Republicans' hands. The standard for starting an impeachment inquiry is not the same as the standard for impeachment. But it would, once voted on by the House, give the three committees currently investigating Biden the subpoena powers they need to find out the truth. There may not be evidence yet to convince the Senate to remove Biden from office. Yet there is certainly enough evidence to launch a House inquiry to do what the hyperpartisan DOJ would not. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudill, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.